This week's episode is a special one. It's for the first time we're going to have a guest. Sorry, what's that? Oh, sorry. This is not the first time. Sorry, guys. I made a blunder there. Production just corrected me. This would be the second guest we would have on the show. And, well, technically the third, right? Is this the third? Yeah, this is going to be the third, but this will be the second you guys would hear because of the other one is not yet live or it's not yet come out. So this will be the first time we'd have a guest over Zoom. Yeah. This episode wasn't done live, but still trust, it's a banger. Please forgive me if the audio doesn't sound, you know, as good. It's just Zoom. There's nothing we can do. On this week's episode, we have a special guest and we'll be diving into an interesting topic, you know. While talking about the topic, we'll get to know the person. It's all fun, all round, or whatever. So yeah, let's get this. So, I'm not going to do the introduction. I'll let you introduce yourself. So, special guest, Enyonla.
Double RP, number one, unstoppable, the statement maker.
Introduce yourself. What you say?
Yeah. So, my name is David.
All right.
But most people, like, they know me as Gun Whisperer.
Zero bitches.
Mr. Danu.
Sorry?
Yeah, I have one bitch. Just one.
All right. Keep telling yourself that.
All right,
you're right, that's not what we came to do. What are we here for? I'm asking you now.
Okay, I was on my own and Rex said that he needs
wait, who is Rex? Like, who's Rex? Fumi Pepe, this is my
sorry,
this is uncultured.
Anyhow, Rex, Fumi, Praise, whichever one you guys name as.
Yeah.
He said he needs someone to like boost his popularity. This guy. Motivational speaker or not. Hey.
All right.
You tell me what I used to talk about.
Anyways, not to waste your precious people's time. We're here to just talk about, have a discussion, you get nothing too serious on. So I picked the topic and we're going to be talking about why rap music is failing in Nigeria and Africa as a whole, I guess. So
why we don't have our own dream?
We do now. Are you sure what I mean? Afrojeez.
How would you say
we don't have our own drink? anyways, so I guess it's fair to say that, like, you're a rap fan, you're a fan of rap music. Would that be,
yes,
that's accurate to say? So
to some extent.
Anyways, as a rap fan enthusiast, why do you think, or let me even ask you, do you think rap is failing in Nigeria?
It depends.
Okay.
Well, like, how would I put it? It's not like if we had, like, let's say, backing or like a strong stand originally. It was never really the main at any point.
Okay.
Like, in Africa, like, in general.
All right.
We've had, like, maybe one, two, if you don't want to, like, few people that have, like, maybe made like a name for themselves with it. So I'm gonna say it's not thriving at the same time.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if you get what I mean.
So if you had to like score it over, let's say out of it 10, where would you put the rap scene in Nigeria? Where do you think it's at?
Out of 10, it would seem low, but I think it's fair for like where it is, like
I would agree with that. Do I even agree with that? I think it's doing worse than a four. I can't give it a five. I would give it, like, if I'm being generous, I'll give it a four. Just mainly for me, nowadays, I cannot, off the top of my head, not many rappers are coming to the top of my head. I'm like, okay, this is a thriving rap artist currently in Nigeria. I mean, maybe a couple of years ago, then I'll say, okay, yes. When you had, you know, MILD, Olamide was still in the game, you understand? Yeah. And if you roll it back, even as far back, we had people like Buki. I don't know if you, Buki.
It was from my time, you know, the young boy.
Oh, there.
Hey,
all the, but like of late, like currently,
I guess.
So that's why I feel like a lot of people are, a lot of the people that we feel like are doing rap are not doing, is it fair to say it's not mainstream rap, or like nobody does mainstream rap here in Nigeria? Is that a fair statement?
Like, there's no mainstream rapper in Nigeria. To be honest, okay, let's look at like rap in the US.
Okay.
Yeah. The kind of rap they do there that actually, like, what I would say, that makes noise around.
Yeah.
Like the majority, rather, it's usually rap that is like infused with like other genres or maybe subgenres of rap. So the like deep rap and everything, it isn't mainstream most of the time. You have a few exceptions. You have J. Cole, Eminem.
Okay.
Those ones that respect what they were doing.
So
when you look outside, look at Drake. He didn't stick with. I don't think he even started as like.
So what you are saying? So what you are saying is that you feel like the rap in a whole is evolving, even in America. That it's evolving, and it's not just, it's not how it used to be where it's like hardcore flow, like rap beats, exactly. That like there are other elements that are being, the other things are being blended.
That's why it's as big as it is. I think a few years ago it was rated as the biggest genre. I saw it somewhere, I came across, I'm looking for the article since I'm not saying it since then, but it was rated as the biggest genre in the world.
I mean, it's
specifically because it evolved.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair, because the new wave of American, because even before we even get into that, I was even thinking when I saw this topic, I was like, you know what, I wanted, and you know what, maybe we'll get to that later. Let me not lose this train of thought. What I was going to say is that, like, you look at rap and you look at this new wave, I would say like the new wave of rappers, it's like what they have taken rap, they've taken the, I would say, the spine, the essentials of rap, and they have been able to sort of like infuse it with like, oh, you can put a little funk or pop, or like make it a bit poppy, like make it and it's just
it doesn't have to be as serious as
it, yeah, it doesn't have to be as rigid and orthodox that like, oh, if you do not say, if you are not giving thought-provoking lyrics or like all this kind of
dictionary,
yeah, there are all these kind of bars that people, it's like 8 days later when you're bathing, you're like, what the fuck? You know, it can be
why how do you think
yeah, it seems like all these people have sort of like taken rap and made it a bit more playful, a bit more not so serious. It doesn't have to be aggressive, because that's another thing I think that has evolved, because like what people would consider rap back in the days was very aggressive music. You are talking about killing somebody. I'm killing your mama. I'm fucking your bitch. I mean, fucking your bitch is but like, it seems like it's not as it doesn't have to be as violent. It can be more playful now. And I think that because of that, a lot more people are connecting to the music. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Most of, you also have to look at like your audience.
Okay.
Because most of the people listening to like the music nowadays are relatively young. Because obviously you can't be saying 40, 50 years old, 50 year olds rather, stubbing themselves about like what kind of music is. That's really not your audience.
I wouldn't say,
like,
sorry.
You have to look at the type of,
sorry to cut you in. But I wouldn't say that, like, I wouldn't say like the people listening to music now younger. I would say like, I feel like the access to music now the gateway. You don't have to like
it's wider now.
Like before, it's like maybe you until you're like 25 that you can afford a CD player, that you cannot buy a CD.
Yeah.
But right now, if you're 11, you can just grab your phone, download that one app, and you can consume music.
Apple Music, yeah.
Spotify. Yeah, yeah.
So basically, yes, your audience is actually getting younger now.
Yes.
So you have to actually like Spotify, like those ones. So you don't really need to be dropping lines that like, you just have to get something that, okay, fine. This is what they can, like, this is
okay,
where they are.
That's true. That this makes
is,
sense.
Like, look at festivals. So nowadays, festivals are like, it's children going there. You're not going to a festival to start like, okay, let's listen and let's, like, how do I put it?
Yeah,
let's go try and listen to the buzz and resonate with no, you just want to have fun with music physically.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, if the people that are consuming music now are relatively younger, they don't care about, oh, you're a heavy lyricist, you are dropping bars, they just want to have fun. They just want something maybe not as serious, something that they can like, something they can break down. Doesn't mean that you have to be overly simple. You don't have to be overly simple, but at least give me something that I just want something light.
Simple, but like the quality is there.
Yeah.
But this will be people flowing out. The quality is very stable. And that's another aspect, like the TikTok stuff.
Yeah, well.
On the aspect of TikTok and writing Instagram as.
Yeah.
More lights, all this type of sound.
No, let's tie back. Okay, go on.
Exactly, that's where I was going. Oh. So that's where I was going to, like, bring it back.
Okay. So, I said, if we want to tie back with, like, Nigeria, the African scene, what do you think we are getting wrong? First of all, I feel that it's, number one, rap is cultural. I feel like it's an American thing, especially, like,
It was never like the African.
No. I mean, I feel like because of
thing.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It's like it's a black American thing, and because of its tied with the culture, they would like naturally be able to do it best, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's
low key part of the problem, and it's like no matter who else does it, you can't just do it as good as they will because of it's part of their culture. Do you get it? So at the end of the day, if the Americans, like black Americans are producing that kind of music and that is what is popping, naturally, if you're a fan of that music, that's, you'd want to listen to the best form of it. So I guess, like, to an extent. But then if we now tie it back with, like, in Nigeria, do you think, is it that we are not, we're having a rough time infusing it with our own culture here, or is it that our artists are not just as talented as other, like, maybe black Americans? Because at the end of the day, anybody can make music, and I don't think because of you're not from a certain place, it doesn't mean like that music cannot be big in your own part of the world. Because if we look at something like the UK now, rap is not the biggest thing there, but I mean it's more healthier than Nigeria.
I mean, it's like, it's a lot of things, like, how, okay, well, let's first start with the artists part.
Yeah,
the artists, like, most of them, I won't say like they're not good, but they don't have this like range, so they can't really like try different things. So basically, most of the time, it's usually the same thing.
Okay.
It'll be different lyrics, but not for the mood.
Okay.
Definitely would. Like, lyrics will be different, be different topics. But, like, the sound, there's really no difference. But then, even if, like, you don't change the sound, fine. It's no problem. But the sound isn't really appealing, also. And you know, the market in Nigeria, like, what most people in Nigeria want to hear is, like, sounds that make you, you know, you can dance with, like, you know, what
do you do? Yeah, music that makes you move. Music that makes you move,
dance to, But okay, fine. Let's say there are artists that are actually good enough to like change their sound. We have the producer issues.
Okay.
Because
that's
whoever giving them the beat.
Yeah.
Is like he or she, let me not be sexist.
Yeah.
He or she has like an effect on the kind of sound is going to play that will come out from the artist. So if you keep giving them the same beat, the same type of beat over and over again, the same type of sound, they would have to do. Okay, fine. Let's say we have producers that actually have like a variety of sounds for rap.
Yeah.
Now, most artists, or most people rather, once they find a sound that sells, they have to keep doing it because in
that's what
Africa,
sells.
Like, I don't know about Africa, but like in Nigeria,
yeah,
you can't really like, not even about selling now. Okay, yeah, I'm still getting back to selling, but you know, you don't really have tours.
Yes, there's no like, there's no tour culture. Yeah,
in Nigeria, like it sucks. So basically, what you are trying to make your money off is streams. So you have to keep like using the same sound that sells, so at least you can keep like making money. It doesn't give them that like freedom to like expand.
And funny enough, this
trying new things.
It's nice that you brought out the whole touring and everything, because one thing a lot of people fail to realize is that there isn't that much money in streaming. Especially if you're part of like a record label, or you have more than like your part
of, you have your royalty.
Yeah, it's going to get split. Yeah. And
at the end of the day, you basically get nothing. No, I won't say nothing.
Yeah.
Like, the amount you get from it is,
yeah, like, and the other,
it could be more if you're independent.
The other like way you can make money is by doing shows. And shows don't sell that, like, because take for example now, if you want to do a show now in Nigeria and you're like, oh, you're bringing one artist, yeah, many people don't want to come for your shows. Many people want like bring 20 something artists so that they can have value for their money. Yeah. And by the time I want to invite 20 artists, or okay, 20 is I'm reaching with 20, I have to like, I can't pay one person the real value of their money, you understand? It's like, oh, I have to pay you to come and do 3, 4, 5 songs at most. You can't come and perform, you understand, to the fullest. And I can't pay you too much because I have to pay other people at the end of the day. And it's like, assuming we had like a proper touring culture in Nigeria, I feel that's where a lot of artists can like, they have more freedom, you can make way more money.
They're happy to try new things.
Yeah,
you know that they have a fan base that okay, we got, if they change their sound, they will still support
them. Yeah, and I feel like
for people like David Weasley, those ones have the freedom to do those, like
definitely,
they're not rappers.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, what everyone, again, like you said, you've mentioned it that like, okay, you've talked about artists not being like not having freedom to explore different kind of like sounds or like evolve their sound. You've talked again about the producers too, but do you think it's the fault of the artist and the producers, or is the market that is just stubborn, that like the market itself is, because one thing I've noticed from like, oh, as a rapper now, if you stick with rapping and let's say you blow and all that, people don't want to hear, really want to hear you rap. They just want, okay, you've rapped now. I mean, you pop for a few moments, but after that, people are like, you understand? They are tired of your rap. They want to dance. They want to. Do you think it's the market itself that is stubborn, or is the artist that are not doing enough?
At the end of the day, it's the demand they have to like. They have to respect the demand. It's what the market wants. And since you're already stereotyped like this kind of sound,
they have to
appease us. So at the end of the day, it boils down to us, like the market. Oh, I should say.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Like, they have to respect the demand.
Yeah.
From the people, so it's what we want, they have to deliver.
I think that's fair.
Most of the fault, or not most, but like a large part of the fault balls and volume.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think I personally don't think it's the fault of the artist. I feel like we've had different varieties of artists and all. But I must say that, like, one thing I've noticed is that those few rappers that have been, in my opinion, that have enjoyed a higher level of success and acceptance are the ones that have been able to, like you said, adapt, blend. A good example is Olamide. I feel like he's one of the most underrated rappers because I feel like he has been able to shift himself. You get, he raps, he started with, like, hardcore.
Singing and rapping properly. Yeah. Like, what he did is almost, I won't say undoable, but, like, it was very impressive.
To be fair, like,
might be the most impressive thing done so far. Like, within Nigeria, not outside.
Yeah.
Him being able to do both
at
the high level.
Alright, so I apologize for the break in transmission. But we're talking about Olamide and how he has been one of the very few that has been able to sort of like connect the bridge between, or sort of like blend rap very well with other genres and just go back and forth with ease. With ease and
never let any of them.
Yeah, and that's impressive. Another person that I felt like was doing all right was like Fino. I won't even speak on MI, someone like MI that I feel MI has stuck to like the mainstream like rap and he's been able to do it, like to enjoy a lot of success at it. People,
I think he should be, did he come before Olamide?
Yes, MI was before Olamide.
I think he's the rapper with like the longest the longest amount of time. But I surely he has stayed like the longest out of all rappers.
Yeah, he has definitely like been relevant for the longest time. And that goes to show that it can work. But it requires a lot of work. I guess that like it's just down to the difference in culture. Like Nigeria is not just the rap is not just part of the culture. And
yeah,
I feel like we've not yet cracked, or a lot of artists have not cracked that code where you can blend rap with our African sound.
Yeah, I think another artist that would have to be fed up slightly Liu Kesh.
Yeah. Liu Kesh, yeah, I agree.
In his prime, he was dropping bangers after bangers.
Yeah.
To some extent, most were like he was shout rapping.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it's like all these success stories, like who with like long careers, it's rare.
I just feel it's like what you said, a lot of, like this side. If you stick to like rap, people get tired of it after a while. They want to see you do something else. They want you probably give us another type of beat that this rap, okay, we get it, you can rap. Okay, what else can you? A lot of people demand something else. Not necessarily from that artist. It's just, for example, if you are doing your own rap and somebody like Asake is dropping, do you understand? Asake is dropping his own thing and Asake is selling. Do you understand? And you are like, Omo, if I stick to this sound, I'm not, nothing's moving. Then you try to sing. Because I feel like a lot of rappers, that's one thing people complain about, that, oh, rappers, after a while, they turn to singers. Then you try to sing and you see that like, Omo, this singing is selling. Do you get? I just feel it's just the culture. It's just not part of our culture.
I don't blame them.
Obviously,
music is supposed to be a job. So obviously, make as much, do whatever makes you money, whatever works for, like whatever brings you money to it.
Especially, I would say, especially in the Nigerian scene that moves so quick, that you might be popping today and in 2 months' time, nobody, you're nowhere. Yeah, so it's like,
God,
Omo, why you have it? Like, collect your bag, oh, collect your bag.
Sure.
I just feel like it's working. If we are being sincere, I feel like there are some rappers, like some very intelligent one, I would say is what's his name, Black Bones.
I just knew you were going to
say, yeah, I feel like he's very intelligent. I like Black Bones. He's able to satisfy both sides. Okay. He's sliding in and out really well.
Out of the like the recent, he's the only one that has like been able to like right to like understand what is going on. He knows
exactly. He knows exactly
what he wants, and he knows how to like deliver it.
Exactly. I feel so like he's shifting well between like he's like walking that thin line between a rapper and a singer. Do you understand? He still raps. At the end of the day, he's rap, but you're like, you first shake your head, wait, is this rap? But then you're like, okay, he gives you the rap. So it's like, it can work, but I feel if you sit down and you think that you can do sort of like, because I feel like that's the reason why he's failing. A lot, some artists try to imitate all this American style of music, you understand? You're choosing American kind of beats. Or you're using American kind of flow in Nigeria. It's not as if it can't work, but at the end of the day, if you're competing... No, my point is that, all I'm just saying is that if you're competing against other American sound, the American sound will win all the time. Do you understand? If I'm listening to somebody that sounds like Lil Uzi, why not just go and listen to Lil Uzi himself?
Why listen to the code?
Do you understand? Why am I listening to the Nigerian Lil Uzi if I can just go and listen to Lil Uzi himself? If that's the kind of sound I like. So I feel like you have to be able to like study the market, like you said, like you rightly pointed out. Like at the end of the day, is you have to follow the is whatever the demand. You can't just you have to be able to move with the waters, you understand? If people fans are saying we want Gbedu upbeat kind of something, you have to find a way to blend whatever you want to do with that kind of thing. I guess we've covered it all. If you're a rapper or you're an upcoming rapper, like in and you want to make it big in the Nigerian scene, I feel like rather than complain that oh Nigerians don't like rap, you have to find a way to deliver it. Deliver it to the way Nigerians would like. Don't try to change the market. You change your delivery style. If you deliver it the right way, Nigerians will fuck you, and that's the truth. That's just the truth. So, yeah,
until
it's been nice.
So until you build a solid fan base,
yeah,
do what they want. Once you've gotten it, that's when you can try to like do what you want. So basically, you have to serve first before you become the master. However, I believe Jesus or who said something like the master and see Sunday school is good. I think it was Jesus now. The master, let me be several, you have to
he's okay.
I must prove I went to church.
All right. Embarrass yourself.
No. He shall get my point.
I think that pretty much wraps up the whole conversation. It's been nice. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't lie. It's been nice having you here.
Shut up.
So before you go, you know, this is the Mafia. Yeah. You know, we're on the Mafia Jokpami podcast. We're all about celebrating culture, celebrating African culture. We're all about music over here, celebrating good music. So, you know what? Yeah. Let's do like this. Give us your favorite food, like from your culture and all that. Your favorite food. Now you have to say it. First of all, that is a error. We don't do that yet.
Okay, I have to say it in my language.
Yeah, give us it in your language then. What it is.
Okay,
so what's Inyo and F4 for those that don't know? For those at the back that didn't hear, he didn't say Poundo Yamu. He didn't say Poundo. Those at the back. Listen.
The one that, the one with all those, where those old men gather and pound.
Yeah.
And their sweat is dropping inside.
Do you get?
And you know, it be tasting like 2 hours of hard labor.
I'm telling you, know, there's a saying that it takes a village to raise a child. It also takes a village to pound yam. Yeah, so Paladia Man and Ford, that's good. What about music? Music. Put my listeners on some good music. What do you recommend? Let's do it like this. One artist you feel they should listen to. Just one artist.
From Nigeria or from
anywhere. Okay, give us Nigeria, give us rest of the world.
Nigeria. I have to put my boy on. My boy, okay, most people are Davido fans, so let me know you Davido. CK. It's not the low one. Forget that word. Forget the media.
Listen. That is not the rule. We don't my fedjok power. Don't talk too much.
No,
calm down. You will get your chance. CK, solid choice. I feel like he's currently might be the most underrated artist in Nigeria. I used to think it was Rema, but I think right now it's CK.
This is weird because he's literally the DJ. Okay,
thanks. I'm saying that like people don't realize how good CK is. I feel a lot of people don't.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. How big he is.
But yeah, aside big. Yes, how good as an artist you are. Like, because a lot of people barely listen to his songs, maybe like one or two songs.
The last project he dropped, his boyfriend EP.
Yeah.
For the first 2-3 months, that was the only thing I was listening to.
I wouldn't even lie. You know that put me on CK. I'll be honest.
I will make sure everybody finds out. I'll be honest, you put me on
CK, and I think that was like 2019 or early 2020. So you've let us talk too much. Okay, rest of the world, one artist, rest of the world.
X.
Yeah, obviously.
X, please.
Wait. Let me clarify. He didn't say go and watch. I'm telling you. Yeah. Some of my viewers, I've heard that triple X like this. They heard I've gone somewhere.
Not like just. Hey, yeah. If you're looking for that kind of like versatility, he has it. If you're the type of guy that likes rap, if you like pop, if you like
that is okay.
I'm gonna hide my sugar and you know my head.
Don't worry, you soon go and join him. Moving on, moving on. Two albums you recommend everybody should listen to, just two.
Two
albums, quickly.
The first one, Birthplace by Nuvo Amor.
Say that again.
Birthplace. By Nuvo
Amor.
Nuvo Amor.
Yeah. This guy. Makes music that makes you sleep. Alright, second album.
Honestly, never mind. That's Drake's new album.
Let's move on. Three songs people should listen to. Just three songs. This time, don't waste my time. Number one.
The first one.
Yeah.
Walked Through Hell.
When you said jump, I said how high. But when I
I jumped, you said goodbye. Yeah, the second one. This Hillsong worship song. Ocean, yes.
Ocean by Hillsong.
Yeah.
Hillsong.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me create it. And
one more.
This Orlando, yeah, by XXX.
Orlando by
XXX.
Okay, Orlando by X.
Pain in my heart just won't end. The words that I find just don't seem to compare. Waiting my death in the end. Alone, I must seek out the end to begin.
All right, so David, it's been nice having you on the show. It's been really fun. We enjoyed. You know what? Let me give you a chance to like give your shout out to anybody you want to. The floor is yours, or anything you want to shout out to.
Fire, I still love you. YG.
Sorry, good.
But anyhow, all the bad bitches that are listening, you should DM me on Instagram. What's my
What's your Instagram?
You should DM me on Instagram. Should I ask for it for my remember, bro.
All right. I'll post it in the description.
We'll put it in the
Is that all?
Don't worry, we'll do this thing again.
You
can DM me on Twitter too if you want. All right, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, I'll put everything down. So yeah. And that's it. That's the episode. Thanks for listening. If you listen to up to this point, you're a G. I'm sending love, positivity your way. Make sure you send money my way. Like this podcast. Share it to your friends, your enemies, your foes. Stop following your dreams. Follow me on Twitter instead. I'm @FejokMamiPod. Stay jiggy, drink water, mind your business. But most importantly, @FejokMami. Thank you.